Would you be willing to answer some questions? Okay. Maybe we should come back here then. Okay. Maybe if you could just try to repeat the question too, so we can get it.
Okay.
Reference two books, one of which we might have out there. Could you repeat what those?
So the two books I referred to was Living with Awareness by Sangrachita, and the other one is by Bhikkhu Anaalio, and it's called, I can't remember, but it's something about mindfulness anyway. It's got a nice picture of one of the stone Buddhas from Sri Lanka on the front cover.
Thank you. I'm thinking a little stickiness in this idea of staying with your negative experience, if your difficult experience is depression. And so there's a sort of a tension from something, which is, you know, when you talk about these things sort of spiral. And so how are you with that without down that road?
Okay, so how can you be with negative or difficult experience when you're prone to depression? I mean, the first thing to say is that this has only been shown to be useful for preventing recurrent depression in people who are currently well. So I think if you at a particular point in time are very, very depressed so that you can't get on with your daily activities, I think this sort of approach isn't terribly helpful. You need to do things like activate yourself, you know, do things, probably distract yourself to some extent. Yeah. However, if that isn't the case, but nevertheless you start noticing a depressed mood coming on, I think the way to be with it is to investigate it, and I think particularly the body is very useful. So you can investigate, well, what's that like in the body? Because basically what happens with depression, there's two things that tend to happen with depressed moods. There's what's called a discrepancy monitor. So people who tend to get recurrent depression have this tendency to compare themselves with, usually with some kind of ideal, and usually they come out not very well of it. So it's almost like sort of antennae looking for, oh, I'm not doing that as well as I should be, sort of thing. And then the other thing is there's a tendency to rumination. And rumination is sort of going round and round a problem. And the idea of rumination, or why you do it, is because you're trying to solve the problem. And you're trying to just solve the problem of why there's this discrepancy, like, so my mood's gone down, I'm feeling depressed, why am I feeling depressed? Oh no, what have I done? Is this something I'm getting depressed again? Oh dear, da da da. And the rumination, as I say, tries to solve it, but actually it makes the mood go down. And they've done little studies where they get people to do problem solving, and rumination comes out as being a bad strategy, basically. So you need to cut out of all that. So when we're saying that, we're not staying with rumination, we're not staying with the discrepancy monitor, we're stepping out of that, but we can, as I say, particularly like the physical sensations, that like gives another way in of actually being with the experience without getting sucked into it. Mm.